is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Yesh Atid leader Yair Lapid thanked his supporters on Tuesday night as exit polls indicated there was no clear winner in the Israeli election, leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's fate uncertain and signaling continued political deadlock. Lapid told supporters in Tel Aviv, "I think we can have a good reason to be proud of the way we handled ourselves and an even bigger reason of the result we brought." The polls on Israel's three main television stations showed Prime Minister Netanyahu and his religious and nationalist allies, as well as diverse array of opponents, both falling short of a parliamentary majority. Jerusalem resident Daniel Rosenfeld has chosen to accentuate the positive.
The results are a bit surprising, not exactly as I expected and as I voted. But I think that there is a very clear message that the right wing principles has won.
The United Nations, United States, Russia, and the European Union have met virtually to discuss relaunching the long-stalled effort to get Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate a two-state solution to their decades-old conflict. Envoys for the four Mideast mediators, known as the Quartet, said they discussed returning to meaningful negotiations that will lead to a two-state solution. Thousands of people across Myanmar are staging a silent strike as a continued show of opposition to the ruling military junta as it enters its 51st consecutive day. Pro-democracy activists urge people to stay home and not patronize any businesses for the day, a new tactic devised to avoid the military's increasingly deadly response to the daily demonstrations, which have taken place nonstop since February 1st. This is VOA News.